Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, the chairperson for the project to put together the book, Iosco County, The Photography of Art G. Emery, 1892 to 1904, is joining us. That is Lou Jean Daniels. How are you, Lou Jean?
I am great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on your radio broadcast.
Glad to do it. Now, of course, earlier on the show, we had Judy Sheldon on. Judy came on to talk about the book, but we wanted to kind of get a different angle and to find out you were the chairperson. So you were one of them, kind of, for lack of a better way to put it, you were kind of behind the scenes, making sure that all the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted and all that, right?
Correct. And it was my butt that was on the line. No, exactly. Made sure that we were meeting all the publishers' deadlines with materials, getting my committee together, and directed, research efforts, and helped, get the committee together to choose which photographs we were going to use in the book. I mean, there was a lot that went into it that people just don't realize, but it came together well. I had a great bunch of people to work with. I thank them for all their efforts, and we're pretty proud of it.
Now, and as well you should be, because I've seen a copy of the book, and the pictures are beautiful. But, when we were talking to Judy, she said there were a lot of pictures to choose from, and it was really tough. So going into that behind-the-scenes process, as you mentioned, that was one of the things you had to work on, was editing the book down so it wasn't like 1,800 pages. You really did have to pick and choose, didn't you?
Correct. By the publisher standards, we were limited to 127 pages. And we had to have at least 200 photographs.
Yeah.
Each photograph in the book was taken by this photographer, R.G. Emery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else is contributed to the book. It's all his work.
Wow.
And we started the process by those members who wanted to be on our committee. We kind of all went through the collection of 5,000 images and chose our favorite.
Okay.
And then we got together, everybody contributed their list of favorites, and surprisingly, it's amazing how many images we all chose the same.
Ah, okay. So that made that process a little easier then, didn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
And even though, out of these 5,000 glass negatives, I would say that 95% of them, the quality is just incredible.
Yeah.
So it was a tough decision. So once we had sort of a list, and the list was kind of lengthy, then we began choosing family names and stories.
Ah, there you go.
That we thought would best tell the history of Iosco County and, celebrate the county during this era.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, it's not like we just said, oh, we like this one, but,
right.
We kind of wanted a neat story. We wanted to showcase people that have contributed to the county in some way, and so it's a very, very important compilation of historical and genealogical and societal people.
Yeah, and it's broken up into chapters and different subject headings, so there's a little bit of everything in there, so kind of like all walks of life are represented in that 12-year span, isn't it?
Yes, we tried to, the three chapters of the book are, the first chapter is about the photographer himself.
Right.
We wanted to give the reader some knowledge of what this man was like. The second chapter are some of those pictures that he took that were not inside his studio. So these are like outside landscape pictures. And then the last chapter are portraits that were taken inside his studio.
Yes, and they're all, as you mentioned, they are great pictures. He was a great photographer. He did some great work even, 120 years ago.
Correct. And,
yeah.
And even if somebody's not from Iosco County, I mean, they can benefit a lot from buying this book by just seeing the fashions
right.
of that era. Or if you're into photography, just, just to see the images.
That's right. So, now, where is the book available? I know there's a book tour coming up, but where is the book available? How would they get a copy of this book, Lou Jean?
Well, actually, this week, a man from the Arcadia Publishing Company has put the book in 10 locations within the county.
Okay.
And so they are in, I know in the Tawas area, it's at the Save More, the Tawas Hardware, and,
wow.
I'm going to shoot myself for not remembering all the names, but we also are going to have a Memory Garden Cemetery Walk on September 27th, and we will have the book for sale there. And then in October, we are doing a traveling exhibit, and we will be in East Tawas at the museum on October 6th. That's a Tuesday from 3 to 7, and we will have the books for sale there, along with some displays that we have put together to highlight more of the book and more of Iosco County.
Mm-hmm.
Then Wednesday, October 14th, we will be at the Whittemore Library in Whittemore, again from 3 to 7. Wednesday, October 21st, we will be in Hale at the Plainfield Township Public Library, again from 3 to 7. And on Wednesday, October 28th, we will be at the Parks Library in Oscoda, again from 3 to 7, to sell our book and to share more history of Iosco County and photography. So,
indeed. Make sure you stop into one of those places. Also at ArcadiaPublishing.com, the photography of R.G. Emery, 1892-1904. And it's a kind of book that you can't put down. You just kind of stare at the pictures because the photography is amazing in it, isn't it?
Well, I appreciate your compliments. And yes, we think the photography was worth producing a book, so that's why we did it, you know.
Indeed. Pick up the book, Iosco County, Photography of R.G. Emery, 1892-1904. Chairperson who helped put this whole project together and the book together, Lou Jean Daniels. Lou Jean, thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you on one of those stops along the way.
Okay, thanks so much, Kevin, for having me, and you have a good day.